107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a big event that's coming up, and it's all happening at the Livery Yard in Stratford. You can put it in your calendar for July 24th to the 26th, and it's an after dark event. So joining us in studio is Tim Harrison with Onrush Music Festival and Lisa Hardman with the Livery Yard Stratford. Great to have you here. Welcome. We got the dream team here this morning. My goodness.
You bet.
You and Lisa.
No, stop.
And Tim. Tim's here
and
too.
Tim, the dream team is here in the studio. And we've got a, speaking of maybe late night dreams or what have you, we have an after dark event that's happening with the Livery Yard Stratford. So what's going on here, Lisa? What's happening?
Well, Jamie, thanks again for having us. Always a pleasure.
She's going to get her morning show radio host.
I know. We all have dreams, right? Anyways, where I'm going with this is, you know what? Always at the Livery Yard, we're looking for ways to get more community involved. And I mean, as a parent with kids, I'm always looking for ways to get involved with kids and stuff and youth in the community as well. So I actually saw on, I think it was in the Beacon Herald, you know we have a Poet Laureate program. How
yes,
cool is that?
Absolutely.
And I thought, how cool would it be to get that in at the Livery Yard, like a really cool, old school 60s beatnik coffee house vibe. So I reached out to David Stones, and he was really on board with it. And then there's a youth poet laureate, Quinn Mayer, and they're also on board. And I'm like, this is great. I have an event. And I started planning. And that's when Tim came in.
Because if you're planning something, chances are Tim is going to find
There's
out.
There's always a way to make things better.
Exactly. So, Tim, let's...
Or more complicated, depending.
Well, fair enough. So this is this idea and expanded, or what's going on here?
Yeah, so I may or may not have been at the Livery Yard a few times.
Upon occasion.
On occasion. Yes. And Lisa mentioned this this great idea of bringing in the Poets Laureate. And I, of course, have a tendency to like to take other people's ideas and run with them. So I suggested that we might want to expand that a little bit and make it into three nights.
Wow.
So that we had an opportunity to have a great lead up into the Saturday night event.
Yeah.
So we did some little thinking back and forth to see what we could do. And Lisa had had miraculously come up with a grant from the city, from Destination Stratford,
mm-hmm.
which is the, I want to get this right, it is the Destination Stratford After Dark Music Pop-Up Fund. Did I get that right?
You did, word for word.
Thank you.
Because they're encouraging sort of, you know, get-togethers, that that sort of thing into the evening, something sort of outside normal hours, if you will, so that fits quite nicely.
Yeah, exactly. So this really helped us get some funding to be able to pull this off, and I thought, well, if I can help in any way, I would like to. So the Onrush Festival is matching the grant and providing the sound and providing some of the logistics in the back end to try and make Lisa's dream come true.
It's a great idea. So again, it's a collab, if you will, with the Onrush Music Festival, the Livery Yard Stratford, with help with Destination Stratford. So this is going to be a three-day event now. Is that that's what we're looking at here?
Absolutely. So the first night, that would be July 24th, we've got Lauren Nielsen. She will be bringing in her summer students from Dana Manning's Folk Army Summer Program. So those are some really talented kids, really talented students, and really talented young adults coming into play. They're going to do a summer showcase, which I don't know, I'm really looking forward to that one. Lauren is also an incredibly talented musician, local singer, songwriter. And just as a heads up, she will also be back in the shop August 9th. She's doing her own coffee house evening.
Okay. And she has just a beautiful voice. She sang O Canada as part of the Canada Day celebrations at Market Square. Terrific performer, just a beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just a talent. We're so lucky to have her in the community.
There you go. So that's what's happening on the Thursday. It's Lauren Nielsen and students of the Folk Army. And again, a reminder, it's at the Livery Yard Stratford. It's after dark. So it gets underway about 7 o'clock.
Yep, 7 o'clock is the start time. Yeah, we'd love you to come early, but...
Of course, so absolutely, yeah.
7 o'clock is the best time.
All right, let's move on to Friday.
Friday, I'm really excited about this one. Friday, July 25th, I hope I got that right too, is the truly wonderful alt-folk trio, roots music trio, Cabin Fever. Now, Cabin Fever are near and dear to my heart because they were the ones who opened the Onrush Music Festival last year. year.
Okay.
And they just killed. They were fantastic. So I'm really thrilled. They just released their debut EP, It's Only Forever. So they're going to be playing all the cuts off of that, I'm sure.
Nice.
And some tremendous music. They are really lovely people. And they're just finishing their tour through Ontario, their sort of debut album release tour. So they're finishing it up in Stratford, which is really exciting.
That's awesome. So it's the band Cabin Fever, and they're a trio?
Yeah. String bass, guitar, mandolin, and a suitcase bass drum.
Suitcase bass drum.
That's right. Talk about portable.
So again, another treat. So that's happening Friday evening. That'll be 7 o'clock Friday, July 25th, again at Livery Yard Stratford as part of the Livery After Dark. So then we move into Saturday, and you touched on it sort of earlier in it, talking about what's happening on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had reached out to David Stones, our Perth County Poet Laureate, and then we also have a youth poet laureate, and that would be Quinn Mayer. Both are incredibly talented individuals, and I am so excited to bring them into the shop Saturday evening to do, think of it like a 60s coffee house experience, like really casual, really fun, and really interesting, really bringing the arts live in our community. There's going to be some song, there's going to be some music, and of course, lots and lots of spoken word from both David Stones and Quinn Mayer. And just as a point, too, for all of our performances, they're all by donation.
Mm-hmm.
We like to keep the arts open to everybody in our community. So this is by donation only. We're suggesting maybe a $10 donation to come in. And all of this is going back to Generation Rainbow Collective.
Mm-hmm.
Generation Rainbow Collective, for those of you who aren't familiar with them, they are a safe space program for LGBTQ plus youth within our community. And last year at the shop, they actually held a coffee house fundraiser, and we weren't able to put on one this year. And coffee house, it's a great opportunity to support them again this year.
Okay.
So again, all of that money's going right back to them and their program.
So minimum suggested $10 donation, but you can certainly donate more and help out with that great cause as well. Again, that's the Poet Laureates Night featuring David and Quinn, and they recently performed again Canada Day celebrations at Market Square, but you might have to twist. David's a little shy. You might,
again, we were so lucky to get him out. He was hesitant about speaking.
No, absolutely.
I'm pretty excited about that. I haven't met David, but the other day I was emailing with him just to get prepared, and I suggested that I would bring the prop cigarettes and berets if that's right. Yeah,
fingers,
well, lots of snapping fingers.
Yeah,
so
I
a good sense of humor. So I look very much forward to that.
Oh, again, this is just a great idea. It's a great get together. It's the Livery After Dark, and again, it's for 3 nights, July 24th through to the 26th at the Livery Yard, Stratford. And you've got more performances coming up. You've got one coming up for ShelterLink Youth Services, I believe.
Oh, that's yeah. We've got so many things happening in the shop. There's never a dull moment at the Livery Yard. There's things happening this weekend, every weekend. But yeah, coming up, I connected with Doug Peterman. And he is a great guy. And he just wanted to play, and he wanted to do it for a good cause. So he's coming in, and he's playing for ShelterLink.
Yeah.
So any money that we can raise for ShelterLink, again, another great local community project.
That's coming up in the long weekend.
Yeah.
A lot closer to August. So another event to look forward to. And speaking of events, Tim, now that we got you on the hot seat here, Onrush Music Festival.
Why does he do this to me?
Onrush Music Festival. Plans for the fall, or what are we looking at here?
There are some plans for the autumn. We're just in the middle of finalizing something, and I know that you know that I can't talk about what you know about.
I need a map for this conversation. Can we connect some dots here?
See, I'm trying to get out of this, but currently we have two shows in the planning, which is going to be great. There was a bit of a pause earlier on for my own personal reasons, but we will continue to bring great music and great independent music to Stratford, and working with somebody like Lisa is fantastic because she's very eager to support the music and arts in the community, and it's just a great relationship.
There you go. It is the Livery After Dark series coming up July 24th through to the 26th, and let's remind folks where the Livery Yard is located.
The Livery Yard is located at 104 Downey Street, that's downtown Stratford, right across from the Avon Theater.
You want to do the weather forecast next?
You bet.
and Tim on Rush Music Festival for more details, if any details are coming up for the fall. But again, thank you so much for being part of this event and really spearheading this to make it like a big full 3-day sort of thing. Onrush Music Festival, how can folks get details?
You can find Onrush Festival on social media and onrushfestival.ca on the web.
All right, it's the Livery After Dark series. Lots of great events, and support the artists and support, again, all these great causes. Lisa and Tim, thanks so much. Thanks for dropping in.
Thank you, Jamie. Oh, appreciate
thanks for
it.
Having us.
The Expanded Morning Show.
Stay tuned.